So I'm Jatta. I'm an alcoholic. It's so nice to see you all here. I feel quite happy, joyous, and free. I hope you too. And I feel also nervous, and I hope you don't. So I will be the first speaker because I come from Finland. And you all know that Finnish people are serious, shy, and very proper. And I think I'm the only one in here who has written down her speech. And and I've also digged some historical data, just for your information. And I'm very glad in case you come to me after my speech and correct in case I'm wrong. So to start with, so when I heard that my topic is going to be AA in Western Europe and Scandinavia, I was very confused because what is Western Europe? Because according to the United Nations, Western Europe is only 9 countries. And for example, Great Britain is a northern country and Spain is a southern country. And they are not included in Western Europe. So as I am an alcoholic, I decided to do this my own way, this definition of Western Europe. So I'm a World Service delegate of Finland, and I had the honor to be in the World Service meeting in Warsaw last October. And I decided that Western Europe to me means all those countries that took place, that were present in that meeting, that are located on the western side of the Iron Curtain that used to be. And this is very artificial, and it is for definition purposes only because you share my opinion of that we don't have that kind of Iron Curtain anymore, and I hope it will never be like that. And I must say that AA in Eastern Europe, according to my definition, is very strong too. And then about Scandinavia. Yes, very many sources tell that Scandinavia is only Norway and Sweden and some small parts of Finland. And as I come from Finland, I cannot accept that. So that's why I'm talking about Scandinavia, meaning it as a synonym for northern countries, meaning Iceland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden and Finland as a whole, because we have so much in common in cultural and historical ways. Okay, and this was just the first phrase, so you see, we Finnish are very serious people. So, okay, so we all know where AA started. It started in Ohio 80 years ago, as we are celebrating today. So, and for a while, it was quite local. It only was in US and Canada, until it went to Australia. So the first outside America land was Australia. And then there it went quite early, 43. And then it came to, okay, it went to Europe because we are here, with soldiers, American soldiers, during the Second World War. And they were holding meetings in English, and they formed groups in European soil. And very, very long time, these groups were loner groups. They were registered in GSO in New York. They were not local. They were American-speaking, no, English-speaking. And very long time, the only meeting or group was English-speaking group in Wiesbaden in Germany. I hope I'm right. So, then very soon after Second World War, the first local AA group was formed. And how come? It was formed in Ireland, Dublin. And I must say that today Irish AA is very strong, and I'm going to talk about Ireland a bit later. And then coming back to these English-speaking groups, by 70, almost every big town in Europe had an English-speaking group. But then back to local groups. So after Ireland, an American lady, Grace O, came to London, to Britain, And she was asked to talk about AA to people interested in AA in Britain. And she held the first AA local meeting in Dorchester Hotel in March 47. So quite soon to Great Britain after Ireland. And then in Scotland, meeting started 49. And after Great Britain and Ireland, AA came soon to other countries, first Norway, then the Netherlands, then Finland. So to Finland it came as early as 48. And first European AA committee took place in 67, and the next one next year. And in that committee, European AA committee, there were representatives from Belgium, England, Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Iceland, Spain, Sweden and Switzerland. And then just a couple of words about CER. You know what is CER. It's an organization of English-speaking AA groups in continental Europe. So it is. It combines English-speaking groups, and it has head office in York, England. And actually, this CER helps also us and holds meetings for European AAs. But this CER is a secondary organization because the first organization always is the native AA in all the countries. So then what? Yes. So nowadays AA covers almost all countries in AA, I mean the local AAs. And the last countries adopting AA were Italy, 72, and Malta, 75. And I need to remind you that the first World Service meeting was in New York, October 69. So okay, it was quite spread then. And then about volumes. So volumes in Europe. So I must say it's quite modest, because if it's something like 1.5 million AA members in US, in Europe we only have 300,000. And the most heavy drinkers, or how could I say, are Finnish and Irish. But that is only judged by the number of groups against the population. So in Ireland, they have about 900 groups, and the population is something like 6 plus something million. And in Finland, we have 700 groups, and our population is 5 million. And just to compare with Spain, with 48 million people, they only have 600 groups. So I don't know why Ireland and Finland, as a nation, we are perhaps alike, melancholic, heavy drinkers. But concerning Finland, I can add, of course, the overwhelming darkness and the high taxes, I'd say. So, but of course, that's not the whole truth. It's also about the 12-step work and rehab system. Yeah. So. And this leads me to Finland, because it's lots of AA groups in Finland, and one reason may be that we have a bit different system, a bit different structure from that one in US and Canada. All other countries in Europe seems to have that kind of structure, but we don't. We have, once a year we have a general big meeting, it's always in April, and all our 700 groups are entitled to send a delegate to that meeting. And thus, each group can vote in the meeting, or they can promote an initiative. And that's sort of our understanding of democracy. And it's working because Finland is a small country. But we don't have the board, we don't have eight trustees, but we have a so-called service. And it has members from 17 regions of Finland, and they are all alcoholics. As I said, we don't have eight trustees. And these delegates, delegates or representatives, they are chosen for 2 years, and when he or she exits, he cannot be chosen again. And for legal purposes, we have AA Publishing Incorporation, also consisting of alcoholics for 3 years period. So we don't have plus eight trustees. We all are drunks in our AA. But we have sort of compensated it with close cooperation with hospitals and social systems, churches, other stakeholders. And almost every doctor of medicine in Finland knows about AA. And they send people to us. And this may be because we don't have private insurances. And that's why we don't have a private rehab system. We have a governmental system, and AA is cheap in one way. In one way. So, and then I don't know how much do I have time? 5 minutes? No, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Very good. Because then I'd like to tell you, what is it like to be an alcoholic in Scandinavia, actually, because I'm a Scandinavian lady. So all Western and Western European and Scandinavian countries are welfare countries and with high social security. And all these countries, they have been mostly safe until lately, because when I was writing my speech, there was a terrorist attack in France. Another one was half a year ago. So it is not that safe anymore. We are not only Christians anymore as we used to be, so that's a bit challenging. Human rights are highly valuable in Europe, as we all know, and men and women are equal. Legal systems work mostly. Most people have telephones and computers, but we can also print brochures for those who don't want to use the internet. And because of all of this, it's quite easy to be a female alcoholic in Finland, in Western Europe, if you ever can say that being an alcoholic is easy. Because at least in Finland and in most European countries, alcoholism is a disease. You are not doomed. Drinking alcohol is not forbidden, so you can do that freely. I'm now just referring to those Arab countries that are in a very serious position because they shouldn't drink at all, and how can they then have a problem? And there are AA groups every day, even in the small town where I'm living. There are special groups for women only. In bigger countries, in bigger cities, there are also Rainbow and other special groups. So it's good to be an AA member in Scandinavia. But still, I'd say that being a mother and an alcoholic is a double burden. So I have two kids, and I think the guilt is universal. So it's been very hard to forgive myself drinking when they were small. They say they have forgiven to me, but I can never do it to myself. So. And still, if you are a mother with kids and you're drunk, it raises some sort of emotions. I can't say being a male alcoholic is easier, but it may be different. I don't know, I'm not a male alcoholic. So volumes are not high, as I said, only 300,000 in Europe. And the bad thing is that the volumes are decreasing. Because, for example, in Finland, population is aging very rapidly. That's one reason why there are less alcoholics, because they sort of exit. And the other reason for shrinking volumes is that nowadays there aren't so many pure alcoholics anymore. People have nowadays double addictions. They are addicted to drugs on the top of alcohol. And this is This has raised very much discussion in every country, not only in Europe, in the world too, because how do we keep it in line with third tradition and their singleness of purpose? In Finland, we do accept double addict people to our AA groups, but we advise them to talk about alcoholism in AA groups and then search for help for their other problems in NA or other groups. But sometimes that's difficult because in smaller villages or towns, there simply are not NA groups. But we of course, welcome these people too. And then the third common tendency all over the world, also in Europe, seems to be that people are not willing to take over service duties. I've noticed that in Finland. But due to above reasons, shrinking volumes and not willing to take service, all alcoholics all over the world, they have taken new actions to adjust to the changing world. Thus, social media, internet groups and Skype meetings are used in many countries, and for example in northern Finland it's the only reasonable way because the next meeting can be 300 kilometers away, so you have Skype groups and things like that. But again, that then raises the question about security and anonymity, because you need to bear that in mind. And in Warsaw, in the World Service meeting, and actually everywhere, I've talked with people who are very worried about young people, because young people nowadays, they don't find AA attractive anymore. And that's why social media and new forms of getting together and staying sober, they are very important for young people, because they may never have read a written book. So... And I'm very proud of our European young people, because they have found new forums for recovery. They have their own meetings, they have their own committees, they have their social media groups, and once a year they gather together. This year is going to be in August in Rome. And in Scandinavia we have our own convention for young people. It is called Skansipa. So, and I don't know why this kind of actions couldn't be taken for other groups too. So I'm very grateful for our young people, and I hope that we could be as active with other groups too. But now I really think I'm out of time, and I need to get back to basics. So. If there was not AA, if there were not you, I wouldn't be here talking about AA in Western Europe or in Finland. So thanks to my higher power and all to you, I'm here today sharing all this. So I hope and wish peace of mind to all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jette. And the little knowledge I have of the history for Ireland, Connor F. Was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous in Philadelphia. And in 1946, he brought it to Dublin and Ireland, and then up to the north, waiting for me. My next speaker is Claude from France.
Good morning, America. My name is Claude. I am an alcoholic. And I am French. Nobody is perfect. So, my English is very poor. You forgive me, please. If you don't understand, puedo hablar español, pero... I try to speak English. So I want to tell you about a miracle. In the beginning of 1960, a French author and journalist, Joseph Kessel, came in New York to inform himself about alcoholism. And he meets Alcoholics Anonymous in New York. He comes back in France, and he writes this experience in a newspaper, France Soir. In the meantime, he was a man, alcoholic, desperate and sad and no good. He wanted to kill himself. He wanted to kill himself, and he grew up on the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and he wanted to jump. He do not. He go down, he sit on a bench, and the wind push this newspaper on his legs. He read, he write to the newspaper, and the newspaper answer, the address of Alcoholics Anonymous in Paris. Only American people. He go, and he became sober. And a few days later, his friends, Americans, said, why do you not open a French group in Paris? And he did. And he do. This man, his name is Manuel. He have 90 years, 91. He created the first group of Alcoholics Anonymous in France, and he's here. Don't applause. So the first group in France was Manuel, Spanish boy, was François, Czechoslovakia, was Jean, 23, Belgium, and was Lennart, Swedish. Only French people. So there is many French people before. And you know the French civilization. You know that in France we are the most intelligent people in the world. Thank you. the most smart people in the world. And for us, for a colleague, for French people, wine and beer is not alcohol. So I can drink 10 liters of wine a day, and I'm not an alcoholic. I try. I try. I forgot the la montre, the watch. Well, you, hein? Okay. Well, in the beginning, I meet Alcoholics Anonymous on September 24, 1975, and I go to the Paris Intergroup, and I go to my first meeting this day, September 24, 1975, in a Paris group, and he's a friend here, okay, was here, and this day, this night, I think you know the Jericho trumpets. I think the walls fall. I am an alcoholic. It's the first time when I can say that. During 3 months, I say only 3 things. My name is Claude. I am an alcoholic, I'm fine. Well, since this time I speak a little much, and my friend said it was a good time. I think in Europe, in South Europe, the problems of Alcoholics Anonymous are the same. In France, it's difficult for many reasons. French people, I tell you, French people are special. Huh? Well, we have an idea of God. God is French, you know that. He's American? No. He's French. A little Spanish. Catalan. And my experience, I came from in the program with very, 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 very more difficult. The first step was wonderful. The second, higher power, the third, no. Third step, God, I don't know. It was not a friend for me. Well, he's better now. He does the necessary. And fourth step, I don't want what I am. Fifth step, tell myself another guy. No, possible. But I found in Alcoholics Anonymous two things very, very important for me. First, the traditions, and second, service. And this saved my life, because the steps made very, very long time to come inside me. No. I am alcoholic anonymous, and all the program is for me, all the program. But in this time, no. And the tradition was for me the ideal house. Eh? I am some anarchist. You have in America anarchists? You have some? In France we have. And this idea, no chiefs, leaders, no equal. The French symbol is liberté, freedom, égalité, equality, fraternité, brotherhood. But he's the French since revolution, and he's not Alcoholic Anonymous. What? That's my idea. And our history in France was the first group with Manuel is in the American church in Paris, au Quai d'Orsay. Some people know? Okay. And well, we grow and we grow and we grow, and there is today 50,050 groups. In France, is not so much, but it is, and the ideas of Alcoholics Anonymous are very difficult in our country. Very difficult. But we try. We try. We adapt the American book about service, the service of world service. And we had a chance extraordinary. We had immediately literature in French. that the Canadians, Quebecois, they traduce the literature, and we can have all literature in French. It is a very, very important thing for us. So, what can I tell you? My life now, for a little French guy, my life is totally different than before. And my life is not only Alcoholics Anonymous, because I am friends outside. I have a life. Outside, I have a family. I have two daughters, and kids. And but if I don't live in Alcoholics Anonymous, I am in danger. It's a risk for me. The risk to forget what I am, an alcoholic. And if forget that, I drink. And if I drink, I die. And I don't die. I don't want. I want live like the theme of this Congress. Happy, joyous, and free. Happy, joyous, and free. That is one of the things I say frequently in the meetings in France. Heureux, joyeux, et libre. Happy, joyous, and free. And may Alcoholics Anonymous do that for me. I was awful. I was unhappy. And just with a spiritual program, just with friends, just with God, and just with all the things around Alcoholics Anonymous, no, I am happy. And I am up. I was... I was like that. I'm up now. And you do that. You do that. Not me. Not me. I am a little piece of sand. You know that? I am a little piece of sand. We are, all of you, little pieces of sand. But the beach is very, very beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Claude. I forgot to say, wouldn't be like me at all to forget anything. This meeting is being recorded, and you can purchase the recording in Building B, Room 211 and 212. Thank you. And that leads me to introduce Marie Antoinette from Spain.
Morning. Are you happy today?
Yes.
Good. I'm from Palma de Mallorca, Spain. But I have one problem. She told me this meeting is a Spanish meeting. Today, I feel people pleasy. I talk in English, but what to speak English, nobody understands me. But it's okay. I'm born in Palma de Mallorca, Spain. But believe me, I don't have black hair, I don't have one carnation, and I don't play guitar. In Mallorca, for me, is the more beautiful island. Manuel, you speak Catalan. my home group, what I call a program, And the first Mallorcan lady, today I feel a lady, what I drink and not too much the lady, but this was okay. My sobriety day is August 10, 1976. I love you, Pat, this is for me. But be helpful for my ego, but I need the humility. This is programmer, the humility. Some of you don't understand me, you have, hey, I don't understand you. Okay, I try again. Okay. What I call in program, I don't remember my first drink. I remember my last drunk. I won't remember. But I don't have desire to drink. This is a miracle. But I'm one person, I drink every day, every day, every day. We have an AA program person drink what time, periodic drinking. People buy bottle and come back home and drink alone. But for me, I drink any place. I want what I want. I love drink. I like the taste of drink. I like the effect inside me. Change my personality. But what I don't want is drunk. I want social drink. But I have one disease, this alcoholism. I never stop one drink. I had two or three drinks. You tell me what, that's 20 minutes, but I don't remember. What I come in program, I know I have money, I have love, I have home, but I had one big problem. I lost my self-respect. I don't have respect for me. Today I love myself. I look me in the mirror. He told me, Antoine, you are beautiful. It's true. I'm a beautiful too, but inside more, okay? I love parties. I love parties. What I come inside the party, the high society party, I look beautiful, one beautiful dress, everything. But what I leave the party, I don't remember. I had lockouts, come back home, I live with my mother. My mother is the person that suffered more. But my life is a beautiful life. My mother told me, daughter, you have a good education. You got schools beautiful. You have everything you want. You had travel, you had jewelry, you had dresses. Oh, my hobby today, chopping. I love chopping. It isn't my hobby. The lady, you understand me, no? Yes. But I told mama, I enjoy the drink. In my mother, I think nobody have more the hat inside the toilet than me. But it's terrible, 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 terrible. I have headaches. My mother make a special soup for me. My stomach is sick. I had checks. I never eat drink too much beer, but the beer for my stomach. It's no good for me. I don't know it. Pork, but it's good, it's not good for my liver. I know eat chocolate, but it's not good for my liver. But I drink every day, every day, every day. It's very good for my liver. Very good. I don't know, but for me, what I'm drunk, I am in psychiatric treatment. The psychiatrist see me, told me, your problem is alcohol. Do not stop drinking. You go crazy people, so that's what insanity call. For me, it's okay. I live in the, after the doctor, I drink again. It's, for me, it's something superior on me. I don't know. But the day I'm drunk, next day I pray. Sometimes I pray on my knees. I thought, God, please help me, but I never pray for a stop drinking. I pray for no drunk, but I don't want to stop drinking. I told many times I believe in miracles, but I think everybody here not drink today, one day at a time, is a miracle. But It's not a religious program, it's a spiritual program. But I am Catholic, I believe in God all my life. My family is a very religious person, very religious person. I pray, I go to church, I pray, but nothing helped me. For me, we are in Spain, normal. The time to eat lunch is we drink wine. Sometimes the wine is red. I look at the bottle in my alcoholic mind. I open the bottle. I drink the wine. I put water inside. Yeah, I close again the bottle. You enter the time to eat, the wine is not red, it's white. My mother told me, what happened to the wine? No, look at me, I don't think nobody more is in the home. Nobody's in the home. No, I not touch. My mother told me, I don't understand what this is in English. You look something similar as you look alcohol, this is fantastic. But sometimes I don't remember. Ah, I'm Marie Antoinette, I have my hat today. Sometimes I have a hat. My husband told me, cuidado con tu corona. I don't understand what la corona. Okay. My last drunk is 1976 in one private beach de Mallorca, Illetas. I talked to my girlfriend, I got two girlfriends, I talked to my girlfriends, I go to the lady room, but I don't go to the lady room. I go to the bar, and I drink. I fall on the beach, one private beach, I fall on the beach drunk. And my girlfriend put me at home, what I open my eyes, I am on the bed. Next day, I call my girlfriend, I tell, I drink again this day. I thought to my girlfriend, okay, I'm sorry, but yesterday I don't feel too much better. My girlfriend told me, you understand something? I don't want you anymore. I don't want going to you anymore. But you embrace me. If for me, Marie Antoinette, somebody told me, no one go with me, this is terrible. But the person called AA as my mother. My mother suffered, you don't believe. Cried, suffered, you don't believe. He called AA. The person is a man, it's my sponsor, but there's no woman in AA, what I come and program. My sponsor told, but you don't want to start drinking? He said, no. He said, but it's difficult. He said, please, my mother cried. Okay, we try. One Wednesday, time to lunch. I received one telephone call, he told me, in Mallorquin, it's a dialect, but I don't like dialect, it's a lengua. He told me, your name is Maria Antonia? I go, yeah. You think you have problem now, Carl? I don't know what happened. Honestly, I don't know what happened. I told, yes. This is God help me. I believe in miracles. God help me. He told me, explain what is AA program. We go for coffee, for everything. He would tell me, it's the first drink. My reaction is, what happened? For Christmas, it's not possible. Drink champagne. I'm sorry for the French, but we fought cava. He told me, you're not thinking it one day at a time. I don't remember one day at a time. I know what is good I want all my life or what is not good. I don't care. He told me, you need to go to meet it. I don't want to go to meet it. I tell to you, this is enough. I don't want to go to meet it. He called me and told me, you drink? He said, yes, I drink a little, but I'm not wrong. But this is good. This is very good. One Monday, August 10, 1976, my first meeting. I never have alcohol in my body after my first meeting. I told many times in my life, I'm a miracle. But everybody's a man. I'm the one lady. I thought, oh, this is very good. This is very good. I like just everybody, man. But pamper me. Oh, run, run. No, pamper me, nobody. She told me, you no feel good, you want us? You want telephone number? You talk to me, you want the telephone. And my second meeting, we have, I don't know, como se dice, tazas, eso, for coffee, but we don't have the papers, okay? In my second meeting, one man, he helped me very much, no sets. He told me very much, told me, you go inside the kitchen and you wash dishes. They go, me? No. You go inside the kitchen and you wash dishes. No, I no longer go. But I thought, okay, I go inside the kitchen, I wash, yeah, I look, somebody look me, I wash dishes, and in my home I no wash dishes, I come here, I need wash dishes, today I no care, I wash dishes, I clean the room, I have a little more than humidity, not too much, but I try one day at a time, sometimes not too much, at a time to talk.
Another few minutes.
Pardon? 5 minutes, oh my God. Okay, today I'm very happy. I thought I'm happy alcoholic. But remember, AA no promise money, no promise work, no promise you might come back or you haven't come back. Possibly you don't want. You're more alone. But promise one, sobriety. For me, my sobriety is for myself. It's not for my husband, it's not for my family, it's the first of my life. The first of my life is my sobriety. The first of my life. Yeah, or something I have, I told you, I have a problem. I move to Akron, Ohio. I see what AA is born. I had the home, the Dr. Bob, the cemetery, the My Flower Hotel, everything this. But what I come, United States. I go to church. Yeah, I told my, what happened? God don't understand me. But I'm speaking Spanish, he got to speak English. I didn't understand. But God is love. God is the heart. For me, AA is the language of the heart. What I go a meeting, English meeting, I don't speak English. Everybody tell me welcome. Welcome. I think, any place you go in the world, my topic is different what I talk. My topic is AA and Scandinavian. But the Scandinavian, I don't have nothing. This is Mallorca. We have a meeting in Palma de Mallorca. The name of the meeting is Not Alone. Sundays, 10 o'clock. It's welcome, everybody. Paseo Marítimo, in one hotel, the 4 stars. The last time, sometimes, but my island is a touristic island. Sometimes we have 7 different or 8 nationalities, but everybody understands. It's a language of the heart. I love you very much. Thank you.